Hello, welcome to HiFiClub.net. Today I have the pleasure of reading to you a Monitor Audio Platinum 300 G3 analysis written by JVH and based on a listening session at Dell Audio, Lisbon, Portugal. The Platinum 300 G3 is Monitor Audio's current top-of-the-line model, following the discontinuation of the fabulous 500 G2, much to the chagrin of Delfin Yanez, who sold 16 pairs and kept only one pair for himself. A pair he will not sell to anyone. The truth is that the 300 G3, with its height of 1.3 meters and weight of 53 kilos, is already big enough for most consumers, and their wives. And it delivers a big sound too, as I was able to hear for myself in the Dell Audio Studio with Delfin Yanez at the helm. You can do the same for free. Just contact Dell Audio, or your local dealer, to make a reservation. The new Platinum 300 G3 is fast, very dynamic, clear and transparent, with an unusual amount of information that is way above the price level, even considering that it costs around 14,000 euros. So much so that I could clearly hear the difference between two different sets of speaker cables from Inacoustic. In the video below, you can always see the same pair of cables, but the audio was recorded separately with different cables A and B, both at the same volume level. The PL300 G3 level of resolution is so high that the difference between the cables can even be heard on YouTube. Whether you like one cable or the other better depends on your taste. Obviously, you have to hear it live, even if it's just to make sure that all cables sound the same. Which they do not. The PL300 G3 is not only a delight for the ear, but also for the eye and the sense of touch. The finishes are of Asian luxury, with wood inlays and 16 layers of lacquer polished with Chinese care and patience. The pair demoed by Delfin Yanez was lacquered in piano black, but I also saw a gorgeous to-die-for pair of PL200 G3 and piano ebony on display there. The PL300 G3 is a three-way speaker with four drivers, a third-generation ribbon tweeter that was made for the Concept 50, which was first shown at high-end 2022, two 203mm woofers mounted in a semi-curved baffle with protruding B&W-like rims, and a 102mm mid-range driver. All dynamic units use RDT cone technology, which consists of a honeycomb structure of Nomex pressed between two layers. A front layer of ceramic-coated aluminium and another layer of carbon fiber to ensure lightness, physical stiffness, and the absence of any acoustic colorations. All resulting in excellent transient response. The speaker should be placed away from the walls to ensure good acoustic coupling with the room, and it should be heard from a sufficient distance to allow for good spatial integration. The bass is powerful, so placement in poorly treated rooms should be done with care, as is the case at Dell Audio, which is perhaps better suited to smaller models such as the excellent MA200 Gold. Covering the reflex output with foam can improve bass, but also limit extension. In general, voicing and tonal balance seems to be the result of tuning in an anechoic environment to achieve the flattest possible frequency response, rather than compromising for personal taste or market trend. During the listening session, I noticed that the tweeter was still in its break-in phase and exhibited an excessive liveliness, typical of its youth. But let the speakers breathe, in a room decorated with carpets, curtains and furniture, and you will enjoy the Platinum 300 GEs in all their glory, provided the amplifier does it justice. The PL300 G3 excels at reproducing the microdynamic details of guitars and the inflections of the human voice. Maybe this is why Delfin Yanez chose simple musical themes based on male and female voices and acoustic and electric guitars. We could hear the blues of Taj Mahal, the country blues of Hans Taysink and the country soul of Sophie Zelmani from the album All About You. For the video, I chose the recording of St. James Infirmary by the Stimulators because it has a more complex accompaniment. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. If you liked what you have just heard, please stay tuned for more and share it with your friends. Thank you very much on behalf of HiFiClub.net.